Welcome to episode 35 of Off the Rails, an H&N podcast where Sarah isn't here and I make bad decisions, like inviting my guildmates to record an episode. Well, first off, huge congratulations to Sarah, who has added a new member to the H&N family. We all wish you well, hope you enjoy your time off and listening to all your co-hosts flounder without you. I am Boxen. And joining me on this holy eve of March Madness are two men who love basketball just as much as I do. So much so, they're from the country that invented it. Welcome, Kerman.
We kicked them out of the country. Also, that's not the intro. What do you mean, welcome? That's not what I wrote down for you to say.
Also, welcome to the podcast, Mike David.
I'm here to enjoy the show. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait. But what the listeners really want to know is, Do you now like hockey that Seattle has a team?
Oh, Boxing. Love hockey. I mean, we've been ahead of the Oilers all year, although we have lost the last 3 of 5. So I know that we're dropping. We're still going to make the playoffs. I hope that we see the Oilers in the playoffs just so I can laud over once they beat you guys in the playoffs.
You don't want that.
It'll be nice to see.
But also joining us today, we have a 4-man podcast coming at you. Guild leader, hopefully here to keep us in line, 501st Trooper 74.
So I couldn't help but notice as soon as Sarah took a break, you doubled down on the Canadians on your show. Are you trying to fill a void?
Two guildmate Canadians are equivalent to, yes, one celiac Sarah. I hope
I can understand that. Yes, I
hope we reach that benchmark. Yes, but hello, by the way. Yeah, just to you know, you keep us in line in the guild, I figure you'll keep us in line on the podcast, and so we will jump in. Well, all right, you know, our new opening segment, let's get to know our guests. So let's get to know these reprobates. Kerman, what is your GP?
Well, my GP is 9,809,814.
Oh my god.
Yep.
This guy came on here just to flex on everyone.
9.8 million. who can beat that? Who can beat that?
Yeah, who's not got me. The biggest GP? Is this a GP measuring contest all of a sudden?
I just whipped my
GP again.
Wow, my GP, I just whipped out my GP, slammed it on the table.
Mike, what's your GP?
9.6, just a small guy.
And 501, what's your GP?
10.1.
Oh, 10.1. Oh, there it is. That's the guild leader GP right there.
I don't brag.
I think he would have warned me before he said that. I would have told my wife to leave the room.
Jesus. 10.1.
Unreal.
Mike, free to play, pay to play, cheap to play? Where do you land?
I fall in all categories, basically.
Yeah.
I started out free to play. I moved to pay to play. And then I moved back to free to play. And now I'm just buying only Conquest, $14 in Canadian money.
It's a lot.
And that's it.
That's it. So, like, what was that's the last thing you spent on besides Conquest stuff?
Probably, I think the last thing I spent something on was when the raid first came out and we had to R8 SLK in order to actually beat the raid.
Nice.
So that was the last thing I spent money on.
Noble. I love my SLK and R8ing him is, worth all the investment. Kerman, free to play, pay to play?
I am free to play, but I have spent a little bit of money on the game.
You're welcome.
One time I spent $27 to get the original Maul to Gear 7 so I could use his, I think it was the Zeta when it first came out, to climb an arena.
Right? Yeah, back in the Maul meta days, right?
Yeah. And then when Executor came out, I had to buy a shitty pack to get extra material to get Executor on the first go around there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Those are the only two times I spent. Other than that, that's 9.8 pure muscle.
Love it. And 501, yeah, free to play, pay to play. Where you land on that?
I've spent some money. Typically, what I usually do is once or twice a year, I will cash in credit card reward points for a gift card, mm-hmm. and then splurge whenever they release a GL so I can keep up with that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I might spend $10 here and there on a conquest, but that's kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy because, like, when I joined the guild, I think I was like 20th plus 25th, somewhere in like the middle of the pack on like guild GP. Mm-hmm. And like, because we had some like people who were big spenders at the time early on when it really like there's a major difference, you know, in GP between the spenders and the free to play. And yeah, slowly but surely, like, crept up. I think like all of us are in like the top 10 for sure, but like almost probably like top 5 GP for the guild.
You guys are really up there now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, interesting to kind of see. Speaking of which, 501, you were saying you might have a story of to regale of, you know, the savior, Voxen, joining the guild.
Your fans might want to hear the story about how Voxen came to our guild. It's a good story. I'm not trying to, like, you know, make fun of you or anything. I just think it was a good story because I remember it, but nobody else apparently does in our guild. Even though we still have guild members there that were there when you joined, but they don't remember. So typically, this goes back to, I want to say 2017 is probably when you about joined. Is that sound about right?
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, I floundered for a little bit.
Yeah, and in those days, we were just taking anybody who would apply within game, and we give them a chance, and we want them to be active and stuff, and if they weren't active, we just boot them. So this guy Voxen shows up, and I thought, oh, I'll give him a chance. And the first thing he said, now normally people, when they first show up in the chat room, they say, hello, hi, how you doing? Thanks for giving me a chance, whatever. But no, Voxen says, I'm getting married. It's his first words. I thought, well, congratulations. That's great. He says, I'm going to get married in a few days, and I'm going on my honeymoon. Don't kick me, please. So, so I thought, well, it's perfectly understandable given his situation. I'm not gonna kick the guy. He says, and you said something like, I'm going on my honeymoon right after the wedding, and I probably won't be in the game till I get back from my honeymoon. Where are you going? We're like the South Pacific somewhere.
Yeah, we went to like Tahiti, and Moorea.
Yeah. So you went dark, obviously, for the long flight. I noticed you weren't in game for quite a while.
Yeah.
But
and
then,
that was about
like,
it.
A day later, you started showing up activity in game, like every few hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, he's on his honeymoon and he's playing Swiggo. We need to keep this guy.
Like, Kanji at the wine tasting.
Yeah.
It's a good thing his wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yeah. Thankfully. Yeah. I'm getting this story out of the way while she's out of the house. I still get a lot of crap for it, but you know, you're just sitting on the beach, you know, it's either you're reading a book or playing the game. Seems all the same to me, right? Looking out on the, on the water. But yeah, no, definitely probably could have played it a little bit less. I still get flack for it to this
day. Well, you're having fun.
Yeah. But, yeah, and you know, back then there weren't nearly as many resources for like finding a guild. You know, you really were still
really
kind of just
in game
searching
it,
for what was in game, and that system was still even terrible at the time. So anyway, fun little break since I brought it up. Now I'm gonna start here with 501, Star Wars fan, right? Like, you're a big Star Wars fan, 501, right? And then how'd you get into the game? Like, what got you to start playing?
Well, how I got in the game was just by pure chance. I joined up with the game probably 2 or 3 weeks after it launched. And just by coincidence, I was searching in the App Store for what was available for Star Wars games because I was bored one day and I found it. And here we are on a podcast.
Yeah, and that's it. Just started it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then lo and behold, you let some weirdo in the guild, and then he starts a podcast, and here you are.
And then another weirdo.
I don't have
and
a podcast.
Weirdo and...
That's right. Mike, you a Star Wars fan? What got you to start playing the game?
I guess I'll have to admit that I didn't I didn't give two shits about Star Wars forever and ever and ever and ever until 2015, I want to say. And I was bored at home and I just decided to pop in the movie that I'd never seen before, but I talked a lot of shit about. Yeah, I think I started with episode 3 or 4, right? When Anakin's a kid, is that the one or is that number one?
That's one. Yeah.
That's one. Okay. That's where I started. Then I watched the older ones after, and all of a sudden we're sitting after hockey in the parking lot and this guy plays on my team, Kermon here. Just razzing everyone in the parking lot to download some Star Wars game. And everyone just thought he was crazy. And no one listened to him for about 3 months. Finally, after about 3 months, I just decided, okay, maybe I'll download it. And
shut this now guy up.
So now that was in 2018, and now we're stuck here with him.
Now we're all stuck together. Yeah, that's right.
Killing it.
Yeah, so I didn't know that. Yeah, Kermit, you got Mike to start playing.
Yeah, I actually pretty much actually also Spring Rolls and HB and Empire Rebels.
Okay, brought them all in.
Yeah, we all play on the same hockey team, so that's...
Yeah. And then, Kermit, are you a Star Wars fan? What got you in to start playing? What got you start? Yeah.
As a kid, I guess I had seen the original 4, 5, and 6 and didn't mind it. And then I had only seen the same episode number one and hadn't watched 2 or 3 until I was well older. But so I like Star Wars, but only really watched the movies. What got me into the game actually is a good story. It's so my dad was asking my girlfriend what I wanted for Christmas, and my girlfriend thought she'd be slick and tell my dad that I wanted an iPad, when of course I'm not really like, I wouldn't normally want an iPad. Got no use for it, and she wanted it to help her with school, so she gets me the iPad, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna use this. So I went into the app store and downloaded Star Wars game, like a tower defense game, Sim City. I downloaded a bunch of games, and then I just kept playing Star Wars and started telling other people about it, and then just basically killed it just ever since. Just been rocking and rolling.
Nice. Yeah, I was majorly hooked like once I started playing. And then I actually, Mike and I share an arena shard, which is how I originally touched base with the Canada fam here. And yeah, just basically, I think Mike, you ended your guild and you reached out just in the arena shard Discord. And I said, oh yeah, we can bring you in. And then you brought in the whole clan, which has, you know, worked out really well. So
yeah, I was surprised actually, because like not too often you want to go to a guild and someone's like, yeah, we got 5 spots for you. Like, oh, okay, nice. Let's go, boys.
I was itching to kick some people out, so I was like, oh, 5 people, great. Yeah, we can get rid of some dead weight. This was gonna work great, which I think that was the impetus for us to, we got rid of some people I had been lobbying for quite a while. So that was great. Let's go back to Mike. Are you PvP or PvE? What do you enjoy more?
Oh, PvP for sure, but we might have to explain what that means to Kermon, because, you know, I don't know if he knows that stuff.
That is a low.
What?
501, tell him what that means. That's a low blow. 501, explain to him what PvP and PvE means.
I think he still thinks it's an STD.
Well, yeah, he's had at least 5.
I got my own spot at the Clint, but I got no excuses.
I'm going to say I like PvP the most, because I just grew up always playing those type of games. Like, I was a big Halo fan growing up, so I was always playing that game. I basically only played that game in NHL and Star Wars now. So the PvE doesn't really come around too often, I guess, but that's why I like Grand Arena the most too, because you're just playing for that top spot, trying to beat Voxen.
Yeah, trying to reach me. I know you guys.
I was ahead of you there for a bit.
In his dreams only.
I must have blacked out on that. I don't
know. When Grand Arena first started, I was ahead of everyone a little bit.
Oh, okay. Was that when I had quit the game for a couple months? Is that what happened?
No, I was number one.
Kerman, do you prefer the PvP, PvE?
I think I like them both. It goes in waves, I guess. You know, sometimes TB kind of is a pain in the ass, but other times it's nice to have it around. And sometimes, same with TW, it's nice to have it there to do some battles, and sometimes it's a pain in the ass. But I think I like them both. Kind of wish they'd bring crystals back to player arena, but I digress.
Boy, we all agree Conquest is kind of a pain in the ass as far as...
Oh, yeah, Conquest is a grind. Conquest is an absolute just hair pull.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to this next one. But yeah, there's sometimes where just the launch is just like, oh, God, again. Yeah. Here we go. 501, PvP, PvE.
I really like Territory War currently.
We just came off two wins.
Three wins.
Yeah, right.
Possibly four. I'd have to look it up. Three or four wins in a row.
Yeah, I went 10 for 10 versus all the GLs. I was the king. I took down basically a whole fucking GL wall. I was using counters they don't even have on YouTube yet.
Yeah, those are our secret proprietary. Yeah.
Exactly. I can't be telling them how I was soloing everything with my Wampa.
Oh. But yeah, I really like TW currently. I'm still in GAC, but I'm not liking the squish currently because I'm winning 2 out of 3 and I just keep falling in Kyber 2, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, and not a huge fan of GAC at the moment, but I still enjoy it. Yeah, but I think I like TW and TV more currently.
I think this is probably my last stint in Kyber 1. I've been hovering around like 1,200 to 1,000-ish. I was up at 500, but I don't think I'm going to make it back up to there anytime soon. But I think this next squish is going to really like... Yeah, I'm just going to... It's going to be too tough to like stay up in Kyber 1 after this one because it's going to basically break into the top... It's only going to be the top 1,000 after this next squish. Yeah. So, that would be pretty interesting. And then a lot of times with like the GAC now, like the rosters are somewhat comparable, but it really comes down to the Datacrons. It's like, that's the first kind of what I look for now is in terms of like whether I think I can win or lose when I see someone has like the new Datacron set and they've got 6 or more level 9s like in one season. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to make it on this guy.
Every time. You should go in there thinking, you know, it's over. This guy fucked up. And then when you lose, it's not so bad.
Yeah, well, actually, even my current opponent, he is one of those people. I think he has like, you know, 7+ level 9s. And so I just put like all my GLs in front of my south wall. And he actually attacked right away and already dropped a battle against my LV. And I couldn't believe it, but like his south wall is actually, even though like I put all my good stuff on D, I think I can get through his south wall because he fortified his north wall like to protect ships for some reason. So I was like, oh, there's a chance on this one, but we'll see how that goes. So
that's actually exactly what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes just going with the heavy, got to break out that heavy D. Let's go Kerman, favorite team or faction?
Oh geez.
We're
still on Star Wars topic because I'm in Oilers jersey on right now, and it's, you know, Leon hit 45 yesterday, so he's 46 maybe, I don't know, but he's close to 50.
Connor, nice, keeps up. Tell us what Connor has.
Connor has, frick man, lots. 56 goals.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that, but 56 goals.
73 assists, 129 points. Just an absolute mutant out there.
Mutant. And then, I don't know what to say, another 100-point season for Leon Draisaitl. Nugent Hopkins
might hit 100. Animal.
Can you imagine 300-point players? Who's the last team to do that? Pittsburgh Penguins in the mid-90s?
Mid-90s.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I like that you guys know hockey stats better than the game stats.
I would say my favorite team to use right now for some reason is I really enjoy using the Jabba team.
Okay. Yeah.
But my favorite character is, it's always between usually like Wampa and SLK, just hard hitting characters that smack you around. I like those two probably the most.
Who are you using for a fifth on with Jabba?
Depends. In TW, I put Embo there because I got the Omicron with them. Nice. I just got Dr. Aphra, so I think I'm going to do up the Gamorrean guard more and make him the tank and put Chrysant in with Dr. Aphra maybe.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I seen his name there in her kit, I believe.
She's really,
if I sounded it out, that was the name of it. I could be wrong. I'm not that literate, but.
True.
You're not that smart either.
What do you mean true? You were supposed to agree with that.
What?
She's kind of a tankless team more than anything. She like kind of tries to bolster them enough up to not need a tank, but she needs a tank. Interesting. Mike, what's your favorite team or faction? Team and faction.
Okay. I'm like a bandwagon jumper, basically. So whatever is new in the game, I'm all for. Like, I was all about the Inquisitors, and now they kind of ran their course for me now, and Dr. Aphra is my new toy, basically. So I've been using her lately and liking her lots. But, yeah, I don't really have a – I guess if I want to go all-time favorite, though, back in the day was Finn before his rework.
Oh, here
that
we
old
go.
Team – that old
Finn,
team with
Finn Zeta was a thing.
Oh yeah,
you just like going full gun on the exposure.
Wait till we listen to this 501. Can't wait to hear these two go off for 20 minutes now about this team.
That's the best all-time team. Though I used to love that team. It's too bad they actually basically nerfed him, I guess.
Yeah, it's like the old, like back when the Galactic War board was like super hard, right? It was like the only way I was like clearing that board every day was with that Finn Zeta. 501, favorite team faction?
The Imperial Troopers, 100%. I love their turn meter
classic.
Train, and I love you. My Relic 7 Dark Trooper just punches things out of existence. Kind of love it.
He does.
So would you say that's your favorite character then, or do you have a different favorite character?
No, I've always liked Boba Fett, even though he's not the greatest, and the dad bod version is
just as long
worse,
as it's not dad bod version.
Yeah,
that's sacrilege.
But I think
sacrilege in the guild, not on the podcast.
My favorite character within Star Wars itself.
Yeah, that's cool. And then I guess we'll probably all bang back on the Inquisitor bandwagon when we get Reva, so because she seems insane. Let's see. Let's just go back to you, 501. What character do you want to see come to the game?
Oh, you caught me off guard with that one. I think another version of Revan. I think that's still on the cards at some point. You know, the neutral version, now we have the neutral tag. So I think that's still in the cards at some point, and they certainly would be interested in that, given they would make a lot of money off of it, obviously. That's just off the top of my head. I'm sure if you give me a few more minutes, I could think of something else. But yeah, I'm interested in Revan.
Mm-hmm. Well, these two will probably take like 20 minutes to answer. So. Yeah. I can ask them. You know, it's funny because I think like Raid Shadow Legends brings in like real life people. I think they have like a Ronda Rousey character or something like that. Mm-hmm. How quickly would you guys jump to like Raid Shadow Legends if they like introduced a Mike David or Connor McDavid? Sorry.
Yes, Mike David.
Are you kidding me?
I'm joining.
You can't make that mistake. You can't make that mistake. Can you? Holy fuck.
Yeah, don't even cut that out either. Make sure you play
that
on
that out.
You messed up the holy of holiest of all McDavids.
I wouldn't jump through that game. I don't know. I don't play any other games or nothing. So there's nothing really. I don't know. I would have to quit this game to start playing a different game.
Right. So. Yeah, you couldn't do both. Kerman, what character would you like to see come to the game? You got one?
I'd
love to see old Ben's robe after he got hacked to nothing by Vader.
Just a robe on a floor.
Yeah. I would love to see that. That would be great. I don't know.
maybe the big gun that blew up Alderaan. I'd like to see that come to the game. It'd be sweet to control that. I don't know. I don't, man, that's a good one. I would say, honestly, probably another form of Vader that's better than the two we got. Like with a proper kit where the unique is a light side enemy can't do damage to him. When is a light side person in any of the movies ever even put a scratch on Vader? Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, not in the movie. Well, I don't know.
Basically, a light side character should not be able to defeat Vader. You should have to use a dark side character. That should be in his kit. It's not in his kit. The other one's been reworked into submission now. So the new one, you can't do nothing to. So they need a new version of Vader. That's the bottom line. I can't believe they haven't done that yet.
And Mike, what character do you want to see come to the game?
I feel like I want the light side, like Jedi version of Dooku.
Okay.
That's possible. Only because I've seen him in that little Disney short series that he just looked awesome. He's forced or choking everyone out. It was great. I want to see him, but that's probably unlikely. But I also want to see Grogu because, you know, we're waiting for that. When's that coming? It's got to come at some point.
Yeah, cool. I do think. Everyone says, like, there's this issue with, like, him being a kid or too small, but I think they could pull it off. I really wish they would. Just give him his own character.
That Omega kid. Character.
Right.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe a Mando GL where Yoda's, like, his ultimate. Or, I mean, Grogu's his ultimate. Or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, Kerman, do you have any quality of life updates you'd like to see come to the game?
I don't know. I probably do some way to streamline it, but really what I want is I want them to make a create a hero mode where we can create our own hero. Nice. And make our own guy with our own abilities and slap our own Zetas and Omicrons and Datacrons on him. That's what we need. Create our own guy that we can use in like you can use them in TW in one wall. You're allowed to use a whole wall, create a hero, players, and then you can use them in other modes of the game, like in levels and battles and cantina and stuff like that.
Maybe just
they don't have to create
GAC or something.
That's a money grab. That's an absolute money grab. The create a hero. It's like create a hero. That's the quality of life we need is create our own hero.
I'm sure we'll get that right after we get the sandbox mode. 501, do you have any quality of life updates?
Yeah, I have a pet peeve in Conquest when you're in a certain sector and then you want to check on the global feats because you just started and you don't remember which ones you have to do just yet because you haven't done them 10,000 times yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to like back out of three or four screens just to get to check on the global feats. They need some sort of shortcut in Conquest to get to the global feats.
Mm-hmm. I would even add to that as an addendum, feat tracker at this point, right? I mean,
that too. That's
for like the GCs for, so for everything. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't usually add my own two cents, but that's definitely like on my next wish list is a feat tracker.
And it's not a quality of life per se, but I would love if they put some sort of mode in there for to battle within your guild.
Yeah.
Everybody's been asking for that for such a long time now.
Mm-hmm. Or even like, yeah, doing from your friends list or something would actually make your friends list relevant again, because I have just like a ton, which I brought up before, a ton of dead accounts in my friends list. But yeah, what's the incentive to change that? Like, doesn't matter. But if I like, those were the people I could battle, you know, we would constantly be kind of rotating and customizing and, you know, doing the friends list. Mike, you got any quality of life updates?
I know Kerman needs one because the other night he ate 2 12-inch subs and a large donair in one sitting.
No, that's not. Okay, that's fucking wow. That's brutal.
That really affected your quality of life.
The other night, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago, and I'm ashamed of myself for it.
All right, so I'd say I want a button that you could just spend all your ally points. Because, you know, I'm paying for that hot utils. I guess that's another thing I guess I've been paying for forever that I just kind of forget about. But when I want to spend the ally points, it comes in handy. But yeah, we need a button where we could just spend them all because it's ridiculous. And I'd say make Smuggler's Run auto. I want some auto going on Smuggler's Run.
Yeah.
That's about it. Get out of here. It's a couple of Jabba waves, bud.
Nah, man. Auto all the way.
Fuck.
Or Sim, I should say. Not auto. Sim, I meant.
Sim! Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you meant, but come on.
Yeah, that's definitely in need.
You got to get those 10 minutes back.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me, though. I pretty much like the game the way it is.
Yeah. 501, who are you grinding right now? What are you working on your roster?
Oh, I am taking Grand Inquisitor from R7 to R8.
Savage.
That's my relic project currently. I'm working on mods, increased mod stats for Hondo and IG-11 since I have both their Datacrons. Mm. And
do you have the Omicron on Hondo?
Not yet, but it is in the works. Yeah. Yeah. And then purple gear for the Tuskens and Zori, and of course farming Zori stars at the moment. So yeah, those are my projects.
Nice. Kerman, what you grinding?
I just finished Afra, like literally. So I gotta finish getting to her to relics, and then Trench will be there, and then I guess I don't know. I guess that'll take me probably doing up Afra, Trench, and whatever's coming out. I guess I'm trying to sim up that Zori. Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of trying to keep up here.
Yeah, Mike, I heard that Afra first wave was really easy, that no one has ever had any trouble with that. The struggle bus of one that is Mike trying to get the Hondo mission done on the Afra waves.
You have to log into the game and pass it for him.
What are you grinding right now?
It was bad. It was bad. That was the worst experience of this game I've ever had in my life. I've basically beat every single event ever. First day, ready to go. First person, beat it. All your buddies need it done. No one could beat it. Don't worry, I'll do it for you. All of a sudden, here comes Hondo. Oh, this guy's he's just an absolute piece of shit. That's all he is, you know. He couldn't do nothing for me to the point where I had to get Kerman here to actually beat it for me. It was the worst low point of my whole entire life. I can't believe we're even bringing it up right now.
I'm the worst player with the highest GP this game's ever seen.
Oh my god.
And so anyway, he beat it. Yeah,
but I did like when we were at work, I was playing it for him in the truck, and there's nothing. Like, it's just they'd go in, you'd get one turn, it's just boom 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 boom, it's just automatic dying. It's just like, holy crap, how could you even figure out how to even start with this thing? It was just brutal.
It was bad. But now I'm working on I guess I'm not really working on anyone really. So what I've been doing is trying to keep up with these Datacrons and looking at the teams I have, and maybe bringing that one character that's missing the R3 or the R5 to complete the team for that Datacron. Would, you know, so like Mando, my Mando's been R0 basically forever, even though they work without it, but it'd be nice to have. Or like Omega, Scarif, B2 has been R1 forever. So just like, you know, relics basically is what I'm working on.
Nice. Yeah, that's like the eternal grind right now. Like, I'm really scared when a GL comes out because, God, I can't keep, you know, there was a time where I like was, you know, able to keep a decent stock of the signal data. You know, I would like kind of keep a threshold, like 300 was low, usually was able to stay above 500. But now it's like I hit 100 and it's just like, oh, thank goodness. Like, and then I do one tune and it's all gone. It's just like, oh my God, I just can't seem to get anywhere to a comfortable spot. And I'm real worried for when that GL comes. But
who's the new GL?
I mean, it's just coming. I mean, probably sometime, like,
you know, like, Vox, and you know something.
We assume it's coming May or June.
Right now, you know something. What's going on here? Who's the new GL?
Gerbil's the one who knows something. Gerbil's Gerbil down. Videos. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Gerbil. He's the one who's got the breakdown. He's got the inside knowledge.
He does, so, yeah.
I can't wait for big old GL Leia do nothing in the whole game, just like the movies.
I feel like German might have had something to do with our elections here.
Yeah. Anyways, freaking. Well, like, when is the new GL coming though? Not for a while, eh?
Yeah, probably not. Like, I would think May, June. You know, maybe next road ahead, we get a trickle about it, but we'll probably have more raid information than anything.
The raid.
So, because it seems like that's probably their main focus, which is kind of interesting with like the Seer release. Like, they didn't have the animations because they were releasing that a little bit early, but then they also announced like the next two characters, like Saw and whatever, that we're getting. And it's like, yeah, I can't even imagine. Those kits are probably not even put together yet. But anyway, I'm digressing. We're not quite there yet. This is the portion where we normally shout out our guild. We're all from the same guild, so shout out to Dark Force Separatists here. We get the big shout out. And in fact, 501, real quick, we did not used to be separatists. You want to give a quick little story on how we became Dark Force Separatists?
Originally, when guilds first came to the game, I was scrolling through the list to see which guild I wanted to join that first night, and I came across a guild. The name sounded cool, Dark Force Empire. So I joined that, and I was in that guild for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, and then our leader just basically quit the game and quit talking to everybody and just didn't pass the torch, and we were kind of left holding the bag. And some of our wonderful officers who are still with us today, thank you guys, they carried the torch as long as they could without a leader, but at some point we had to make the decision to just like cut ties and start a new guild. So we got like 80% of the guild to come over with us. And we figured at that point, well, we're separatists. Instead of saying something like, you know, using the word reborn or something, we were separatists at that point. So that's how we got our guild name.
I like it.
DFS for life. or until someone loads too much TM and I rage quit. So
yeah.
That's happened.
All right, we're going to transition into just some general topics and stuff. You know, we have a ton of tunes and teams coming to the game right now. I've just cultivated, I don't know, a couple questions just to kind of general topics to discuss. First one is, I think it's emerging that there are two most important teams emerging to kind of work on right now, either go the Cal route or like the Tusken route for the raid, or basically, you know, whatever your focus is, go the raid route or for the new hero's journey. Herman, what do you think? Like, more important, Cal going the Cal route, getting him up with the two cows chasing his journey, or Cal Kestis, or going for Tuskens and the raid route, raid teams?
Well, for me, being the Sith raid dominator, I don't think if you go to swgoh.gg or whatever, you can see that I think I have the most Sith raid wins, first place finishes ever of anybody in any guild. I'm pretty sure you can check that. They may have took it down. I'm not sure, but you can check that. And I am. So I might go
Tusken. It broke the server. They had to take it down.
It's going to be easier. It's going to be easier probably to get the Tuskens going a little bit quicker if the raid comes. And then Cal, you're going to have to, there's still a couple more characters they haven't even, you know, gave us to go at. So for me, being free to play, I got to go to what's kind of the lower hanging fruit there. And it's probably Tuskens for the raid, which, I mean, I'm the raid dominator, so that's not a big surprise, as I finish first most of the time, especially in the Sith raid.
Mike, you going to take a direction? Go particular focus?
Yeah, well, basically, Kerman just like checked out my notes earlier in the car and said exactly what I was going to say. I'm the Sith dominator. I'm the best at Sith. Quit talking because it's my turn.
I can't read.
Sith Dominator, that's me. I don't even know what this guy didn't even know what the Sith meant.
Thank you for asking me first, Vox.
And you so anyways.
I'm asking Mike every question first from now on.
No.
Since forever, basically, the raid has always given you kind of, if you're top three in the raid, you've always had a one up on the rest of your guild or whoever is not top three. And it's kind of always been like that. So if you want to excel at this game and be like at the top always, you kind of always need to be top three in the raid. It's moved a little bit different nowadays. Maybe top 10 is okay. But I mean, like, if we expect it to be like every other raid, then we're going to be itching to be like top three to get those extra rewards that can boost our chances of getting Cal people real fast.
I'm the best of the Sith raid.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Probably end up going with Tuskens. I was debating to do him up real quick here for the 3-on-3 and put an Omicron on him, but then I looked him up on the counter page and it was like anyone on, if you're using them to attack, it's just 0% across the board. They can't be known, basically.
Yeah, I run into it occasionally, yeah, in GAC, which seems like a decent GAC defensive team, but I've never been at in a case where I'm like, oh no, I don't have a team or a counter for this. It's just like put together something with Bobo, put together something with Django, put together something that has an anti-revive or someone who has an AoE. And you know, I mean, and you'll especially in 3v3, it's like you can pull it off one way or another. I mean, and typically I'm not using really my Vader for anywhere in 3v3 a lot of times, so you know he's just sitting there waiting for you to put your Tuskens down. 501, you got a preference for kind of the direction you're headed going forward?
I'll be focusing on the Tuskens just in case. I know people hate this word, Relic 10 comes out soon and more Relic 10 gear gets put into one of the new raids coming.
Mm-hmm. I think we all thought it was going to be the TB where we're going to see Relic 10, right? And somehow we got TB without a new progression, you know, mechanism. I mean, that blows my mind.
You guys are fear-mongering.
Relic 10. Holy. Is it your Vader Relic 10 already?
Well, it's different. I had to cheat to do that. That's not coming out
from PG. Yeah, that didn't cost him anything. He just cheated.
Emulators, man.
I think, you know, right now we're running like four raids, right? And we're getting gear from like four raids. And now this new system is going to funnel all of that reward system into one raid. So like whatever your success is in that one raid is now going to be what you are getting for like the last 7 years cultivating like gear progressions, right? Is now going to be funneled into like one point. So it seems like that has to be the most important of anything. And just like Mike said, you know, like the raid is, I think, has been in the past the fastest way to like progress your roster to getting other stuff, you know, if you're doing like the best in the raid. And there's another interesting dynamic with this raid that you're not going to be competing against the others, right? Like we can all take one this time now, like, or whatever, like whoever scores the best isn't going to be affecting how other people score. It just like will be, you still get to reap like the maximum your roster can like achieve.
Wait. So it's not a competition anymore?
No, it won't be a competition anymore.
How do we know who's the raid dominator?
Well, it'll still be you. But so it's going to be like individual progression, like opening up. Each individual will be opening up like a tier of progression rewards, essentially. But that doesn't mean like, you know, if you got a certain level of progression, I'm the next tier down, I can still reach like whatever the level my progression reward gets me, right? So at least that's how I've understood the initial language that they've released.
I'm not going to rank everybody in 1, 2, 3, 4 for, oh my God.
Or at least not as I understand it, right? So, I mean,
don't do that.
I'll still be back up at the top, but you know, Gurmon can be a close second. I'm sure we'll still all compete and like be sharing screenshots of who did what and who was underneath my raid scores. So
I gotta do some reading here because I don't think that you gotta have some sort of competition in there. Come on. They took crystals out of squad arena, boneheads. And now they're going to take the freaking rankings out of raids. Oh, they might as well just give everyone prizes and say, thanks for coming out. Everyone's first place. Here you go. Why even bother?
This is just a participation ribbon now.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the Stanley Cup was given out to every team gets a little piece of the Stanley Cup?
No.
Every team gets to pick three players from your team to get their name on the Stanley Cup this year just for no, that's not how it works. You gotta work and grind and 7-game series and breathe and sweat and bleed.
And yes. Crush your opponents. Yes. And crush your guildmates. Right.
Exactly. This is life and death.
I am also really worried too about like the rewards from this new like single point funnel of the raid system, because even like say the tank raid, right? The tank raid, we've like for years just been like, oh, these rewards are crap because we all have so much of this gear, but
they're dominated.
I'm gonna be like really remiss if all of a sudden like we have so much of it because like we've been getting it from that tank raid on sim for so long, right? But if all of a sudden that spout shuts off, right, like all of a sudden like something that we took for granted from like the tank raid, right, is like a huge hole in our roster and we're all like scrambling to fill that void. So again, we'll just kind of see what happens with the rewards with the new raid.
As long as the new raid is nothing like C-Pit was when it first launched, because trying to coordinate an international guild withholding all your runs at the same time, that was the worst experience ever for an international guild. But we pulled it off after a few weeks. We finally figured it out and pulled it off time after time after time. But that was like the worst experience in the game completely for me.
Yeah, it took us weeks. I was just calculating, grinding, posting, tagging.
We had people holding their runs in Europe and, you know, South America, Canada, just all over the globe. We had people holding their runs. Sometimes it was like almost the middle of the night for some people, and they're holding for 45 minutes. Can I finish yet? Can I finish yet? You know?
Yeah.
No, I got the best line though, eh? When he snapped on the tracker, trying to put in his tracker score.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then like sometimes you would like someone would finish or like twirl and you'd be stuck at like a 4% or something, and then she's like, oh, that's it, gotta try next time. That was like pretty infuriating, like couple of weeks. But I mean, shout out to the guilds that pulled it off like at the first iteration. I mean, you guys, yeah, kudos to your coordination. I think there's so many new teams coming to the game, right? And this Hero's Journey is just the next progression of like the teams we're getting. And CG has been doing a crazy good job of giving us single tunes that create a whole team, right? Rather than even having to release like 5 new tunes for a team, like Zori, for example. And it's been amazing that when we get these new teams, the reaction or like the initial footage or like gameplay from them has been like really impressive. Like Zori comes out and it's just like, oh my God, super crazy, hard to beat. When Sana came out, like this is a crazy turn meter team, and each team is seemingly better than like a lot of the mid-grade teams that we've previously had or been using. And so you're kind of shifting, I think now you're like, oh, well, if I get the Sana team, I kind of can dump, you know, my Mon Mothma team, or like Night Sisters are getting bumped down for what is now like Zori has lifted the resistance. And I'm personally noticing now, like, I have to start skipping tunes or skipping teams. Or figuring out, like, I'm now, like, just at a point where I'm getting GL-focused because I'm realizing I can't keep up with these teams. And especially that they are, like, artificially also boosting these teams with the Datacrons as well. So, yeah, like, these teams are going to be crazy amazing, but for a limited time. And right. I'm just starting to kind of catch on to this new economy that they're creating and the you know, squirrels that they keep putting out for us to chase. And so, yeah, it's just kind of really crazy. And that's what Cal kind of seems is like that next squirrel. And I don't know that that's going to be super crazy to go after, although it'll probably be a similar system with the Inquisitors, where it was just like, you're either on board or off board. And if you're not getting it, it's, you know, they're creating the next like panic character. So we'll kind of see how that plays out.
Yep.
And so all that to say, like, I really think the Tuskens were released with the raid. I think they're going to tie to the raid. I think they're going to make sure that the mechanics force the Tuskens to be one of the top teams with the raid. And with the Tuskens mechanic, a lot of it is like, as long as they're standing, they're kind of doing their thing and like getting the wins. I mean, a lot of times you were watching them beat a lot of teams, a lot of TM teams, just kind of standing there, stacking dots, getting stuns, like doing all of that against the opponents. And so, I mean, obviously the raid boss probably won't get stunned or anything, but I can see the writing on the wall with like the Tuscan mechanics being built for mm-hmm. like a raid. So I think sure. that's going to be an important way to go. And yeah, sure, I guess I'll like slow grind, you know, the Cal teams and stuff. And I'm sure like yeah. each team is going to be a super booster. I'm wondering with like Mirren, if I don't know how many Night Sisters we have, but I'm wondering if she's going to be like an Iden and she won't slot in as a fifth on like the meta Night Sister team, but she's going to like take the dregs and create a whole nother Night Sister team with like a crazy kit that like brings the unused characters together. Just so it's like, oh yeah, the Marin's amazing. She makes this team amazing, but you know, who has an initiate? Well, I mean, besides those who have like relic aided it for the
besides me who just took it to R5 for the platoons today.
For the platoons, right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of going that route. It'll be interesting. So yeah, speaking of Reva or Inquisitors, Reva just kind of got released. Gameplay is insane. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the gameplay and stuff. You guys think Reva will get nerfed? Mike, you seen any of the gameplay from Reva? Think she'll get nerfed?
I have not seen any, but I also don't think she'll get nerfed because, I mean, like right now, only the super guilds have her. And I mean, what's the big deal? They can fight it out amongst each other. And once the peasants like us come around to get her, you know, maybe then they'll nerf her. But for, yeah, I don't really know. I didn't really see her too often. Is she just destroying everyone?
Destroying everyone on full auto, every GL.
Oh, on auto too, eh? That's right up my alley. Yeah, that's right. Definitely getting nerfed. Yeah, that's definitely getting nerfed, I guess, then, because you can't be autoing for sure for every win. So no. I think that's nerfed.
We should start a petition not to, though, just so, because we want to be able to auto the GLs.
That would be great.
Yeah. Kerman, you think she'll get nerfed? You've seen any
but actually,
footage?
Just wait. I want to go back to the Tuskens here.
Oh, okay,
yeah. What do you think about, like, are they going to have to be, like, a minimum, like, R8 or something to play the raid? Or, like, did they say anything about that?
There's Seven. A lot of conjecture about people saying that the new raid will be relic gated, because obviously, why would they not? But my reading of it was just that, you know, I personally don't think it's going to be relegated or gear gated. I just think you're only going to be able to do as well as the tunes you have, and they're going to tune it to a certain level. So yeah, maybe like they tune it so your gear 12 tunes just die instantly, get no damage and are irrelevant, right? But I don't personally think that they're going to gate it. I think it'll be like gated via the mechanics, not gated, you know, hard coded.
Yeah,
personally,
that'd be nice. That'd yeah. be it.
Because
be
because what they were saying is, it's just like you have to select your tier level. So it's like, if I have relic 5 tunes and level 1 is gear gated at relic 5, or like the first level to go into the raise relic 5, well, I'm not having to go in and test what level I'm at. You told me what level I'm at, and it's relic 5, and I just go in at that. But their post really said, like, your first time in, you're gonna have to like figure out what level you're at, which tells me, okay, well, if then it, you're not telling me what level I need my tunes, like.
Yeah, I won't be gated then.
So, but again, that's just my interpretation. I could be wrong. So that's just how I'm reading it. But I kind of want to put that out there because I feel like the consensus right now is a lot of people think it's going to be relegated. But that doesn't make sense to me with the information that they've released so far. But I'm looking forward to more information.
Back to me about relegating.
You, yeah.
Mute Mike David's mic. We don't want to listen to him anymore. Just stole up 3 minutes of everyone's life. Okay, I don't if Riva gets nerfed, it won't be right away. That's for sure. I got a strange feeling she's doing exactly what they want her to do.
This is payback for all the like naysayers of like Inquisitors suck, you know, like, and so they can sit there on their high horse and say, we told you to work on Inquisitors, we told you you needed them, we told you they'd be good.
Yeah, it's just sort of a path they've been taking you down, and maybe they were saying like, here's sort of where we were going, and if you're good enough to get her, then get her and you'll be rewarded. I think they're gonna keep her exactly how she is for now, because were they like Relic 9 too? Were the sides Relic 9s, 8s and 9s, or
I think the team was just like Relic 7 and 8, you know, as you needed really? It for okay. the TB. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think just Relic 7. And I don't even think it had good mods, you know, with some of the testing I saw. What I assume is they'll probably nerf it the day you get Riva. They'll nerf Riva. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, sorry, 501, you seen footage? What do you think about Riva?
Yeah, I was watching footage from our guildmate AP Gaines. He was showing a lot of footage.
Yeah, he had some of the real initial footage that he was doing with some people say Vincel. I've always said Vincel. I don't know how to say that properly.
Vincel. That's right. Yeah.
Vincel, the footage.
So yeah, I have seen the gameplay footage, and I am aware there is a slight bug with her kit, but I think if they even fix that bug, it's not gonna really matter all that much. She's still gonna be super overpowered. And I do know, I've heard of one counter to it. We obviously don't have her, but I've heard there is at least one counter to her at this point that they discovered.
Oh.
But I don't think they're really going to nerf her, really. I think they're going to sell some sort of solution at some point to deal with her.
Mm. Okay.
Coming down the road.
Yeah. I did see a video of some, a couple of people posted videos of counters. Someone was countering it with JMK, but they were just putting the damage immunity on GK instead of Cat to start, and then that kind of mm-hmm. gives your team time because they don't have anything, at least not now, because the mechanic for death mark, you know, we haven't seen in GAC yet, but they don't really have a way to get around that taunt, so they just be on GK for a while, and then you can kind of get your team going. What was the counter that you saw?
I'm trying to remember. It's been a long day. I think it was the one you just described, but I could be wrong.
I think people were also, which I haven't seen it yet, but I had heard it mentioned that Malgus is also a potential counter because all the debuffs, you know, just keep like stacking him back up. With health and protection mm-hmm. on the team, enough that they can kind of, and plus, like, you know, he doesn't really take damage from Deathmark and stuff, maybe would probably work in GAC too, but that's for people smarter than me to figure out. So
I think 501 hit it on the head there with they're going to release more characters that'll counter Reva. So yeah, basically, mm-hmm. I bet Cal will counter her, and then it'll go on from there, maybe. Mm. It's always going to be someone new, someone you have to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It's interesting they released that tier of characters and like where they should be in the game, like GLs, like GL lifters at the top, GLs and stuff, which obviously I think we continue to think GLs at the top of the heap, although Riva seems to be above them now, which just makes me wonder with this new TB if it's almost an intentional like new tier because this is a new TB unlike anything we've ever seen. So maybe the tune power is a new thing in the hierarchy. I don't know, just kind of like shower thoughts. With all these new teams that we were just like talking about, do you guys think that they'll like expand GA, or, you know, what happens to Grand Arena or Territory War as they add these 20, 30 new teams to the game? Kermit, let's start with you.
I hope they don't expand the teams, like the amount of teams you got to put in there, just for the amount of time it takes. But I suppose they got to find a way to include everyone you're using and still use. But I mean, they got to do something, I guess, but I hope it's not expanding it by adding a bunch more teams that you got to beat or what have you. I don't know. Maybe this is where they set the sandbox mode, or a mode where you, I don't know, run through a roster or something like that, like a sandbox style, but maybe not against each other. Sort of like the old Galactic War, I guess, but maybe up to date.
501, any like thoughts on that, like with all these new teams coming to the game?
I really don't hope they add more teams to the TW sections, because it is pretty much as horrible the way it is, you know, 45 or 50 per zone. There's just in 24 hour attack time, there's just not enough time. You know, people have jobs, people have to sleep. They just keep increasing the time. And I maybe they might add another team or two to the GAC sections. I don't know. That might be too much. I mean, they have too to much. Be mindful of the time we're putting into the game. I don't know. I really hope they don't add to TW, but I don't know how else they would do this. You know, haven't given a whole lot of thought. I don't know.
Mike, any thoughts?
Yeah, my thought is, you asked Kerm on a question about expanding GA, and he just made up a whole new game. But no, I think you, at some point you have to expand it, I guess, but I never really thought about the point that these guys are making about, you know, like how much time it takes and what you got going on every day. It's just getting a little ridiculous for how much time you have to put in the game, but I mean, they probably love that, so they're definitely going to expand it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys
have, how it's gonna be.
Yeah, you know, when you guys are in your busy season with work, I mean, you know, it's hard for you guys to stay engaged with the game. You know,
yeah, it's like, real hard.
Yeah,
sounds like this guy's a part-time gig with CG right now.
It's no, it's real hard to keep up, especially like, well, yeah, our job is like, you know, by the time you finish, it's like physical work, so you're just like beat. You don't want to play another 2 hours of Grand Arena, but like, it's my favorite thing to do is play Grand Arena. And even for me, it's just like, sometimes I'm just like, fuck it, I'm not playing. Like, I just can't. But it's so fun. So I don't know. I kind of like the idea with expanding with more teams, just for when I do play and I do want to have fun. I kind of like, I don't know, I kind of wish we could like play some weaker teams and with the weaker teams, kind of, instead of just always a GL versus the new meta or whoever it is. Because at some point, there's going to be so many GLs that it's just going to be all GLs versus GLs.
Full GL board, right? Interesting.
Yeah, we don't get to play with the, you know, the lower end characters, I guess, that are probably more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, because what I was thinking with that, you know, this question is getting asked a lot, which is kind of why I bring it up. And it seems like it's not a huge issue to me. I think their solution in the past has been to expand the boards. That's obviously why we went to 50 teams and why we have, like, you know, three fleets in GA now. But because they keep like upping the tier of the teams and the viability of each team, it just seems like you still have to chase whatever the next best team is. And then you're putting that on your front wall, and then you're really, inclined to be competitive and keep up by getting that next new team so you can put that team in is your incentive to kind of like keep working on them and keep growing the roster and keep getting these teams as you kind of bump these other teams back. So I don't know that they will, but yeah, by the time you think what we get eight, what is it, four per front section? So we get like 8-10 GLs and you can do a, like two full front walls of GLs and GA. Yeah, maybe they do need to address something there. It'll be interesting. Although they have slowed down the GL roll. It seems like we're getting one GL a year now. So kudos to that. I'm stealing a couple quick segments from HNN. They have Bantha in the room, things that, you know, gripes you got about the game. I really love this. One of the things I liked about Cubs was always like great for a rant. And I love a good rant. You know, that was always something that I kind of look forward to on Rogue Actions. And now Rogue Actions has Rambam, who I think is probably the king of rant in our community. It's so funny. I mean, his rages in GA are just something to behold. you guys got anything that's grinding your gears, Kerman? Anything in the game that's just driving you nuts?
In the game or in the guild?
Oh, yes. Spill the guild tea.
There's a few members of the fucking guild who like to fucking open up their mouths and chirp about the Oilers and how shitty they are. And we need to curb that.
Them on notice.
That's not good. That's grinding my gears a little bit. There's a lot of anti-Oiler sentiment out there. Anti-Oiler sentiment. That's basically racism. We can't have
it that. Could be.
I don't like it. There's just, it does. I'm offended. If you so to say, you call me what you want, I'm offended. We got to do a better job of pushing the Oiler agenda on everyone in the guild. But also, what's grinding my gears is the Crystals not being in Arena.
Are you still taking one in Arena?
I only got to two today, but it's just because I forgot to do the battle. But no, not necessarily, not religiously, but sometimes I'll get up there and give her, knock back a few guys, let them know who's the big dog still. But in fleets, I pretty much climb every day.
Yeah.
Got to get that 400.
I think there's like a lot less incentive. I mean, most people don't really care about Arena now, but the Arena still has that currency. That Arena currency still buys you more credits, which buys you more mods. Important. So I still kind of try to push for that progression so I can have, you know, buy more mods.
Yeah.
With that is kind of the incentive. But, you know, if it's like, what, I'm in the top 10, I'm not gonna stress like I was for like a first place. So Mike, you got anything grinding your gears?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Toronto Maple Leafs getting stroked off by the refs the other night. Oh, my God.
The NHL has to do something about it.
Has to. It's unreal.
It's so obvious. It's plain as day. I mean, the NBA, they press charges against their officials. The NHL needs to do the same.
Oh, I have to. And then, you know, when you're looking on the counters page and seeing 100% win rate, you're laughing going into Grand Arena for the big old win, and then you just get stomped out, and you're like, what the hell just happened there? It said 100% win rate. I'm just the only guy in history getting stomped out with that combo? I don't know. Well, that pisses me off, too. And don't get me started about our prime minister. He pisses me off too, but I won't even go there today.
this is a Star Wars
non-political
Star Wars
podcast.
Star Wars. That's right. Star Wars podcast. Sorry. Yeah. I thought it was
We only talk Star Wars podcast. Politics here.
That's right.
I thought it was a hockey podcast.
Live long and prosper.
Right. Oh, that's great. Live long and prosper. Jesus.
That's about that gets, you know, that's about it for me. It quit snowing out here, so we're happy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you guys have been in game a lot more. It must be less snow over there.
Yeah.
Mike, you got anything? I keep saying Mike. 501, you got anything grinding your gears?
Well, first I'd like to apologize to Kerman. I do recruiting for the guild, and I always try and check and get some Oiler fans, and I've been failing him on that front lately.
That's okay.
That's our first requirement.
When we're on a side note, 501, who is the top? Who has recruited the top amount of GP for our guild?
I think Natasha.
Yes.
Okay, but
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Except for Natasha,
who is probably me. I mean, I brought in a ton of people, actually.
Yeah,
besides Natasha and Voxen, who has brought in the most GP in the guild?
You? I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, see? Told you, Mike David, suck it.
But in terms of what grinds my gears in the game, it's R9, Ray, and 3v3.
Oh yeah, fuck
for me. That is the worst.
Yeah. I am grinding just to get her to R8 right now. Like, I'm really, I just talked about how, like, I'm really trying to skip tunes and save and build up my relics, but I think I'm gonna R8 her ASAP, like, tomorrow. I mean, I don't know how I don't already have her R8, because yeah, like, that 12,000 offense, like, at R8, mm-hmm. like, let alone whatever hits at R9, like, that it's just, it's devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saving my LV in that lost, like, against an R8 to beat it, and I was saving my JMK, and that lost probably misplayed. But again, I mean, what, Mike? 100% win weight, am I right? Yeah, that's exactly. Going on.
Bullshit.
Garbage.
Although I always win Ray versus Ray, but now that I have to put her on D, because, you know, the Datacron, and it just makes you want to put up that good defense. And now I don't know what to do. I've been using SK, and I'm basically at a 50% win rate. But I don't know what else you're supposed to use after that. And even if you, I mean, sometimes it just goes south, and then you can't even clean it up. So she's definitely annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what have you been using on a 501? You found anything that's, like, worked? I mean, I guess it's grinding your gears.
Well, some podcast host recommended Lord Vader, and I tried that.
And you failed.
I don't know what to try this.
And it worked and worked and worked for me, and then you failed, and then the next time I failed, so I had to pull it. Like, I got scared now. Like, as soon as you lost to it, then I lost to it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. They have been dominating it, and then all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, JTR's on the team too, and like, yeah, I'm just getting toasted. So yeah, that's really interesting.
I actually have to play one right now. He's the last on the wall for me to beat, and I don't know what to do. I all have his SK and SEE, but I'm pretty much hooped.
You're in big trouble, yeah.
Because she's got a bunch of resistance on her for their Datacron.
Yeah, I'm just hopefully relying on Starkiller to beat my 3v3 Ray this round. Otherwise, it's going to be a bust, but I don't expect to win anyway. But I think if that team wins, if I can get a win there, I've got a real good chance at winning this GA. So we'll see what happens. Gurdas are grinding my gears. That's like the thing I kind of exclusively like to get in the GAC shop. The get shop, and
how much are they?
They're like 1,000, right? They're not like they're a lot, granted, but they, like, I haven't seen one in two full seasons. You know, I might be going through a third full season of TV without getting one, and I'm hoping I want to get 20 so I can do a free R9. And I just don't even see it. Some people don't even know that they exist, because they just, like, they come around so infrequent, right? Yeah. So,
I've seen them there.
Yeah. PSA, like, get your Gurdas. But, and so now we have, what are you guys enjoying in the game right now? Is there anything you're really enjoying in Galaxy Heroes right now? 501?
I'm really enjoying the new TV. I know a lot of it is just deploying, but I do really enjoy the new combat in the new TV. And I'm really liking the Reva mission. Even though they changed it, it's a little difficult. I have to retune my mods, obviously. So I'm still trying to figure that out exactly. We have good coaches in our guild, as you know. Just TV, I think, yeah.
I can't remember if I won. Do you have hot utils?
No, I do not.
Okay. Gotcha. No problem.
I have to spend 15 or 20 minutes putting my mods back on after every Reva battle.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? That's what I think CD was saying. Yeah, just that loadout. So you could just press a button and have everything revert back if you've been messing with it. Kerman, you got anything you're enjoying the game right now?
I'm probably similar to Mike David. Grand Arena is my favorite thing. When it's not there, I guess I kind of like some of the smaller events and stuff like that. But yeah, mostly Grand Arena. Sometimes I like seeing guys do like three or four battles on my team in T-Dub. That's nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like a happy, sad thing. Like our T-Dub opponents didn't even clear our front zones.
The 501's team held them up.
My team held, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was also actually that one TB there when I led the whole guild in waves there. That was nice. That was one of my favorite times.
I was going to say, yeah, I've been really enjoying just dominating everyone.
No, with, you didn't. You
combat lost. Missions in TB.
You didn't have all those rogue actions. You'd have been first, but you had a bunch of rogue actions which subtracted waves, which meant I was first. That's how she goes.
That's not how the math works. No.
That's math up here in Canada. You obviously don't know our school system.
He doesn't platoon as much as you do, Kerman, so he can do more battles. So you can deduct him for that.
I had that excuse written down. Thank you, 501. That's another reason. More of my good characters go to platoon.
I'll give you the platoon crown.
Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, the CM crown is firmly sits atop.
Hold on. You're going to give me the platoon crown, but you're not going to give me the Canadian education crown?
The operations crown.
Come on.
That Canadian education should give me a freaking handicap of, I don't know, like 12 or 15.
Mike, anything you're enjoying in game right now?
I'd say, I guess I could agree with the 501 about TB. I really like this new TV because I don't have to do anything. It's great. So like, I can just like, you know what I mean? But then I'm also of the same, like when I do something, I want to like do it all. And you know, there's this time, if I got time, you can just play all the battles and they're fun. They're only two waves. And if you don't have time, you could just deploy and you're not really hurting your guild either. So it's actually real sweet. And then of course, obviously I like Grand Arena, which it's just fun for the competitiveness of myself. So, and then when you lose, you just get to snap, lose it, throw everything around, flip the table, yeah. Punch the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoy the rage.
Yard sale.
Exactly. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Actually, my most favorite part of the game has always been doing the raid. And so I'm actually really looking forward to this new raid because that's always where I have the most fun.
Yeah, me too, actually, on that one, yeah.
Yep, third on that. Yeah, can't wait to
get... I'm the dominator, right? I'm the raid dominator. We established that earlier in the...
Oh, my God, buddy, you're the raid masturbator.
No, I'm not. But yes, I am. I'm the raid dominator.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this new raid. Probably a lot of shock as well as we figure out how difficult it is and just like what we can use in it. So that'll be kind of interesting.
The score I'm going to put up on everybody. First place.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I find, Grand Arena to be, I don't want to be the person that likes 3v3 Grand Arena, but I do so well in like 3v3 that like I'm just get inclined to be like, yeah, this is great. I get to rise in the ranks. I get to, this is like my time where I kind of get to shine, and I don't know why. I guess probably other people try less hard, but I'll take it. And then yeah, just get dominated in 5v5. But yeah, I mean, because last time, like, I even had to take a break from when 5v5 came back around. I just get exhausted sometimes by GA. But yeah, can't wait for the new raid and looking forward to, like, you know, I'm really enjoying a lot of these new tunes and the kits and just the general, you know, direction CG has been going, taking, I think, a broader look at the game and the longevity of the game, creating game modes that don't expire, you know, creating a raid system that doesn't expire.
Create a hero.
Actually, I actually forgot to mention that I think the newest thing I like the most is actually Datacrons, which most people maybe don't like, but I really like enjoying like doing up a level 9 and then just messing with the secondary stats to try and just get a whole bunch of something you want and just like, you know, putting that on defense and dominating with it. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, I enjoy... There's a certain part of the time sink, you know, that I don't enjoy. It's like, you know, I enjoy working on mods, enjoy working on Datacrons. But there's some times where it's just, it feels like work.
Yeah, it's because you could do a reroll 15 times and never hits.
Right. The thing that sucks, though, is that one thing I'm not really enjoying is the moving needle on things where CG like promises one thing and then it turns out like, their intention is actually different. I mean, like the skill squish or like how many people were originally in GA, whether or not that was intentional or not or whatever, you know, but we were like promised originally when it came out, here's how many people get to be in Kyber. And like, here's, you know, you all be making more crystals, which people are still making more crystals if they're in Kyber. I get that. But even with like Datacrons now, you know, the initial thing was like, oh, you know, if you have a Relic 9, that'll convert to a level 6, you know, a level, 9 will convert to a level 6, and now it's like your people are converting like two rows of level 9s and they don't have enough mats to convert into one level 9.
Right?
It's like the moving goalposts on that, it's been kind of frustrating, especially, I mean, which I guess they've done a good job of it not, you know, snowballing to a point where we have too many of the resources and we're able to do it. I mean, I guess they have to strike that balance, but yeah, man, like getting those 9s, that's why it's like when I see someone has 7, 8 plus 9s, it's just like, wow, I'm really impressed. Like, hats off to the people that are able to pull that off. I basically just kind of target one level 9 and then go for it. But this is a great thing I want to mention, because Gom had this great advice on the last round table with the Gambit podcast, that he was saying, like, you know, stop chasing the Relic 7 on the Datacrons. And I kind of agree with him. I think going for those R7s to have a useful Datacron, I mean, they've figured it out, but it's going to deplete everyone, you know, resources quite a bit. So I think I'm going to pull back on that a little bit.
So I shouldn't have took Bandor Chewy up to fucking Relic 7 or something? Why did we do this fucking podcast on the fucking weekend? Fuck.
Yeah, because I just don't think the Relic levels can keep up with the Datacrons, you know, the Datacron release, right? I mean, I was looking at L3, right? She's at R6, one Relic level, why not, you know? But then the resources to get it and go there and use it, I don't know that it's worth it. So I'm just repeating some advice that Gom, some good advice that I thought Gom said, and just kind of pulling back and taking a broader look at, you know, how the new game economy is kind of forming with things. Cause, you know, I mean, I don't have my shorty, but I mean, shorty has been in my favorites forever, you know, needing whatever gear level she has that needs two Kairos. And it's like, I can't afford to throw the Kairos there quite yet, you know, it's cause something, yeah, each next thing comes along. I would love to take her, let alone like if I do that and then getting her to like R7, you know, for what is kind of like a mid-level team, granted, you know, these data Krons come along that make her amazing, like her current Kron is ridiculous in 3v3, but you know, you're just kind of constantly chasing these things, and I kind of want to just step back for a minute and kind of see where the dust settles on this, you know, so I pick the strongest direction for my roster that'll get me farther. And I think we all know that really comes down to GLs when all is said and done. So
it is kinda... Vayner GL.
So every, I think you would agree, every Vader GL should just be Vader. Just from now on, just a different iteration.
Should be levels of GLs. Here's the problem. Like, there's no way Rey and Kylo deserve to stand next to Vader. I could see SCE standing as, so this should go, Vader is the first level of GLs, right? Vader.
should be three of them. And then the next lever should be SEE on his own. And then Kenobi's definitely, of course, at the bottom for being such a treacherous prick. And then Rey and Kylo are in there. Jabba's the man. But that's just how it should go.
CG should reach out to you for setting their
thank you
GL levels. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great. Well, guys, that's all I really had. I mean, I don't
think we make it.
I think we made it. I don't think we really need to drag this out anymore. We did it. Thanks so much for joining me on this. You know,
I'm
gonna embark on a little, you know, weird journey of having you know, I built this podcast up in my last couple episodes to be very classy and like reputable podcast, and now with Sarah gone, I'm gonna just tear it all down for a couple episodes and then build it back up again once she's back. Sure. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for joining me. It was great having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
More guild domination shall ensue. And with that, it is time to
go switch off.